Hey everybody! Lizard People is on a little summer holiday, and me, Caitlin, and Alexis, and Maud the cat, we're all off on a cruise together. Because we need a vacation too, okay? But for this week's episode, we're replaying, dare I say, a classic, The Bohemian Grove with Dave Child. It's a wild episode. It's the reason for a lot of the stupid inside jokes we make on this podcast. You gotta listen to it. You're gonna love it. Okay, bye. See you in a week. Hi, welcome to Lizard People. This is a show where we talk all about conspiracy theories, crazy people, and kooky ideas about what's going on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Caitlin Hempstead. Let's get to the show.
Yes, he also has ones that say, the internet is Nosferatu, the internet is Frankenstein. Those are my favorite. I have like a sticker of the internet is Nosferatu.
Yeah.
And the Frankenstein one is confusing because I'm like, is it the monster or the scientist?
I can't. That's one of... Sometimes people are like, ugh, LA. And I'm like, no, you have to understand, like, this is the only place that people like this can thrive.
Yeah, there's like quite a few great weirdos here. Oof. That's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, have we started already? Is this...
Probably.
Is this how... Did you Marc Maron
me? Who cares? Is that what he does? I don't listen to Maron. I'm very sorry.
Wow. Let's talk about that conspiracy.
Cunting. No, I just...
cunting? Cunting. I'm like, wow, you're being very cruel to yourself.
I said counterculture. But your immediate thought was like, yeah, she is cunting.
Yeah, she is kind of being cunting right now.
Laurie, we just said like 14 C words straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
This is a hot ep.
That's my brand, you know? My brand is as dirty as possible.
Dave is a cruel, filthy... Dave is a damn sweetheart. Dave Child is our guest and inspiration and muse today. He's so funny. He's got an incredible comedy dance group called Liquid Feet. He is a fantastic stand-up comedian. Do you have a website?
Stop it.
Fantastic.
Stop it. DaveChild.com. You can go to DaveChild.com or at MrDaveChild on... You know, Twitter, Snapchat. Mm-hmm.
All right, there's plugs
Instagram.
At the end. There's plugs. This is like a Hollywood movie putting credits up top. It's just
pretentious.
Okay. It's not the 40s anymore, dog.
All right, man.
It's not how podcasts are run anymore.
It's we're not snapping in the 40s.
That was the golden age of podcasting.
The golden age of Snapchat was the 1940s.
God, I wish we could just jitterbug on Snapchat like in the old days.
Jitterbug isn't that like an app of itself? It should be, right?
Is it? It's got to be.
Jitterbug, and it's just like a dance thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Take note, Silicon Valley. It's like an app for you. And you're here today because you want to talk about an actual real thing that is not a conspiracy, but there are lots of conspiracies around
it. Yeah, there's conspiracies around it, but it's Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove, from around your hometown, right?
My neck of the woods.
Neck of the woods. Are you from Bohemian Grove itself?
I don't like to tell people about this, but I was conceived and born in the Bohemian Grove.
Wow. You should not tell people about it.
From Henry Kissinger having sex with George W. Bush.
Yes, I knew it.
And then I sprang out of their loins.
You know, you could guess. I can see you have... You have the Bush eyes, but the Kissinger sensibility.
I was going to say and the Kissinger lips. Kisser.
Kissinger kissing.
He is
That's
a
basically
kisser.
What Bohemian Grove is like. Kissinger.
If you don't make out with Kissinger, did you even really go to the Bohemian Grove?
You haven't been Bohemian until you kiss a Kissinger. That's what it is.
Oh, man. All right. So okay. It's a super... weird detail about this world that we live in, and I cannot wait to get into it. But let's start out with a little history lesson.
Okay. All right. Me? Okay. All right. I was like, oh, okay. I want to listen to this.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So Bohemian Grove, it's
a cooperative task, but I want you to say what you want to say.
Okay. Okay. Well, Bohemian Grove has been around for years. It's been around since, I'm looking at my thing. It was formed in 1872, and it was originally formed as actually like a bunch of artists and a bunch of actors having a going away party for another actor. And he was about to move to New York to pursue his acting.
Yeah.
And so,
this is the least Bohemian
I know.
Grove
this is like
origin story.
This is the origin story, and it actually is super boring.
Yeah.
But it's they all met up in Bohemian Grove, which is a cluster of redwood trees close to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. In
Santa Rosa area.
Yeah, the Santa Rosa area. And I can actually give you the address of the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, would you please?
Yes, it's my notes are not organized.
No, mine.
But either. It's
along
here
the Russian
somewhere.
River. I will tell you, okay. If you paddle up the Russian River, you will get there.
Monterio, California is where it is, actually. It's in Monterio, California. And it's real close to the only bar in the vicinity is the Pink Elephant, mm-hmm. or Pinkies, mm-hmm. as I like to say. So anyways, it was formed by this like group of actors, actual Bohemians, and they decided to be like, oh man, this is so much fun. Let's just do this every year. Let's every summer hang out in the woods, have some fun. And then after a while, they're like, man, we're running out of money. We need people with money to like actually be a part of this group so we can like keep hanging out like this.
And they were like, oh, you know who loves hobnobbing with actors and artists?
Yeah.
Is fucking business boys.
Business boys. Business San Francisco business boys.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the San Francisco business boys in, and
one of my favorite pop groups.
I love them San Francisco business boys.
SFBB.
And they started like hanging out a lot of reporters, a lot of people in the media. And they kept inviting more and more affluent people until they basically pushed all of the actors and Bohemians out.
Mm-hmm.
So they only have the most elite people there, especially conservative and Republican.
Mm-hmm.
The Reagans Reagan.
Yeah. Nancy will never be invited.
Nancy would never be invited. Because the important thing to know about Bohemian Grove is it's male only.
Mm-hmm.
There's only been 4 honorary women part of the Bohemian Grove, and those were all in the first couple of years. So
it was still artists.
Yeah, and one of them was like a women's rights activist.
Yeah. Oh, I can remember her name.
Yeah, I actually have it here, because the 4 women... I really should organize these better. I was just like copying and pasting. Oh, yeah. So the 4 women were Margaret Bowman, Elizabeth Crocker Bowers, Sarah Jane Lipincock, and Coolbirth. Tina Coolbirth. Coolbirth. I was mixing up the Coolbirth.
One of the most riveting parts of this podcast is listening to us try to pronounce names.
Yeah,
always.
But I think Lipincock, she was like a women's a suffragette. Like, so she was actually...
Suffragette?
Yeah, suffragette.
Spaghetti.
Suffragette. That's what you call, like, women that, you know...
I thought it was a soft G. Suffragette.
Suffragette. Yeah, maybe. I like to say, suffragette. Because I forget. Suffragette.
You're right. And it reminds me of delicious spaghetti.
Mm-hmm, spaghetti. And, you know, as women should make. They were...
Oh, no.
She was one of the 4 honorary members. And then after a while, they were like, no, those dudes only. Women out.
Yuck.
And so
people of color, never in.
Right. Well, they actually started to come in a little bit.
Yeah.
There's stories about them.
And the interesting thing about it is that it will be like, no, the Bohemian Grove, like the articles will be like, it's become more diverse. There was a black person.
Mm. Yeah, there was one article that I read about the spy magazine guy,
yes.
that infiltrated the
I
place.
I loved that article.
Yeah, article's really good.
Yeah.
And it's...
There's 2 articles that hopefully I'll remember to put links to.
Make sure to put links to it because that
the
one's
Spy
really...
Spy Magazine from 1989 and Vanity Fair from 2009.
Yeah, and
so
that one, he said that he saw one of the many comedy shows that they put on.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself here.
That's fine.
So, okay. So, one thing... So, you got to remember, it's a men's only group, mm-hmm. and they have these like laws that keep it so women can't, they can visit,
yeah,
but they have to leave by nightfall.
And here comes a personal story.
Okay.
A lot of my friends in college.
Have your friends been there?
Well, I'm a secret Republican presidential candidate.
Okay.
No, so I went to college around there, mm-hmm. and some of my friends in college grew up super close to the Bohemian Grove. And when you were a teenager, it was what you would work at the Bohemian Grove.
Really?
So a lot of them have worked there and like given Kissinger a milkshake or whatever.
Wow.
And the ones that were girls, it's this weird experience where like they do not, it's not like you get sexually harassed, you don't get acknowledged
right.
that you exist at all. And there is a zone where women are permitted, and there's like an actual like painted line on the ground where
yeah.
like you can bring a plate up to that distance and no further into the camp.
Do you know why?
Tell
do you
me.
Know the real reason?
Tell me the deets.
Because it's part of the tradition of the Bohemian Grove participants that they're allowed to pee everywhere.
Everywhere.
To urinate everywhere.
Every single article about this, and even down to the most woo-woo wacky ones, talk about the peeing everywhere.
Yeah, peeing everywhere is like a big aspect of being part of the Bohemian Grove. And also remember, they're peeing on 1,000-year-old redwoods.
Just, and everybody, people do not pee in the bathrooms.
No, there's no peeing in the bathrooms. There's
yeah.
only this, I think the bathrooms are only there for number twos.
Yeah, yeah.
But even,
and maybe not even Dookie.
Maybe not even Dookie. But they have to pee. They pee everywhere. It's a big thing. In fact, so much so that when the California state sued Bohemian Grove to, because they didn't allow women to work there at all
yeah.
until 1981. And that's when the California state sued them and said, like, listen, you're cutting out people that should be allowed to work at the Bohemian Grove, and you should allow women. And their argument in court is that we can't have that because our dicks are out all the time because we're peeing everywhere.
And the point of the Grove is that it's the most rich, powerful white men in the entire world, and it's the one place on earth where they can have their wieners a-floppin'.
They get flop it out,
yeah.
and they go like skinny dipping all the time in
yeah.
like the river and stuff or whatever's by there
yeah.
and the Grove. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay. One thing we should talk about also is that the Bohemian Grove, every they meet every summer in middle of July. So actually the next one's coming up real soon.
Yeah, when this comes out, it's going to be Bohemian Grove time.
Perfect.
We will release
it in
July.
Okay, great. So they open up the ceremonies. The opening ceremonies is this big production.
Yeah.
Where in the middle of Bohemian Grove, there's a giant owl statue. It's 30 foot tall, made out of concrete and steel. And this is all super real,
this
by
is,
the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm
this
gonna,
is not,
you're right. I should periodically check in to be like, none of this is conspiracy.
No.
These are all things that reporters have seen and reported on.
Yeah, it's been backed up a lot. There's pictures of the owl.
Yeah.
It's all there.
I'll tell you when we get into conspiracy time.
Okay, all right. So they...
Oh, I'm reassuring. I'm reassuring my little babies listening. I will tell you. It's
tell
okay.
You.
You're
okay.
Safe.
So they open up the ceremonies with this giant production where they bring out a corpse, where they bring out a fake corpse. It's a
maybe.
Mock. It's maybe. They bring out like, and they have an effigy burning of Care, what they call Care.
Yeah, which is this character that represents like the weight of the world. And
it's
like
basically caring about the world. It's an effigy that represents caring for other people mm-hmm. and the world and yourself and trying to do right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it represents.
And their version of it, I think, is like, oh, no, Care just represents like, oh, life is so difficult sometimes.
Yeah, it means, oh, man, you had a hard work week.
And, yeah, that's
and
what Care means.
You're focusing so much on it. But a lot of people think that this represents, this is kind of where we dip into the weird.
Maybe a little woo-woo.
It represents caring for other people mm-hmm. and the idea that you have to have empathy. Mm-hmm. So they burn it in front of this owl statue, which represents wisdom mm-hmm. and also has the voice of Walter Cronkite.
Because for Walter Cronkite is a longtime member of the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, longtime member. And in the 80s, he recorded his, I don't know if it's still Walter Cronkite's voice, but they recorded.
I'm sure it's Jon Stewart now.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be, that would hurt
Can
me so much.
Can you imagine if we found out like Stewart and Colbert and.
I couldn't see it.
They're all just fucking white men. They're all the same.
Yeah. I don't think even Bill Clinton has said that he is not a member.
Yeah, I think it is mostly conservatives.
I think it's conservatives because Bill Clinton was confronted by like a conspiracy theorist who at a press conference said like, hey, why don't you talk about Bohemian Grove? And Bill Clinton says, Bohemian Grove? Is that where all the Republicans just lay up naked against trees? He's like, that's what he said. That's an actual quote. And he said, like, I am not a member of Bohemian Grove, but maybe you should go because it might lighten you up some, is what he said to this guy.
Slick Willie.
So they burn Care. They burn this effigy of a corpse in front of this owl, and it's one of the several productions that happen over the course of the retreat. One of them is also called Hijinks.
Low Jinks.
I think there's Low Jinks and I think there's Hijinks.
Oh, I think you're right.
I think there's two different forms. Yeah. But one of them is where they dress up in different outfits and have jokes and
it's like summer camp. It's like sketch night at sleepaway camp.
Sketch camp, but they're also like one of the things that they said, and I think I was starting to talk about this, but in that Spy magazine, they said that during that time, there were some black members, so the sketches were not very racist against black people. The only people they could be racist against at that time were Latinos and really anti-women. It's very like...
Deeply
anti-women.
A huge thing that has been part of the Bohemian Grove since way back is drag.
Yes.
So much
They're
drag.
Always in drag, and that's still the case right now. In a John Ronson book, he also sneaks into Bohemian Grove, and he said that he saw this board with all the pictures from Drag Night. So it was the world's most elite members dressed up in drag.
Yeah, and doing like hammy, like sexual drag performances.
Yeah, one of the jokes that they said, also the jokes are apparently like Borscht Belt really bad jokes.
Yeah, it
time.
Is like classic vaudeville.
Yeah, and one of them, the one that I like really highlighted from that Spy magazine article that I loved was, one of the jokes was, hey, do you know the difference between rape and rapture? Technique. That's what the joke they
that
said.
That was the joke.
And then all these rich white guys are laughing.
Yes, very good.
Yes, that's how we have sex with our secretaries.
I too went to college at Dartmouth.
Foursome.
Not fucking funny, Bill. No. No, he didn't go there.
No, Bill Cosby did not attend. Oh, the other Bill.
Yeah.
And it's just the weirdest. It's the weirdest group, and there's a lot of theories that have like. This questions of whether they bring in prostitutes, because I think everyone just assumes that they bring in prostitutes.
Another personal story time?
Yes.
They do.
Oh, yeah? What did you hear?
Yeah, the version that I heard is that... So this is...
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Of course they fucking do.
I think it would be so weird if they didn't.
Yeah, I think it would be. And I mean, there's a lot. Well, we'll get into that stuff.
Well, it would be. Okay.
Yeah, they for sure bring in prostitutes because somebody that I know who worked there.
Who's a prostitute?
Who is in fact a sex worker. Okay. No.
That's fine. I actually think I know a San Francisco sex worker, so yeah. I could check with her.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
See Dave's stand-up. It's really stellar. He was working there. They get shuttled in on buses, all the people who work there. And so he, like, pulled away from the bus to according to the story, take a pee against a tree, which is part of the important tradition of the camp.
And smoke a cigar.
Yes.
Amongst these redwoods.
And drink a Nembutal.
Yeah.
which is hot chocolate and rum. Mm-hmm. So he has no agreed to pee and like was behind everybody else. And then coming down one of the dirt paths that leads in, he saw a woman dressed up in full dominatrix fetish gear.
Awesome.
And a woman with dwarfism dressed as a clown on a little tricycle.
No way.
And they were very clearly being brought into the camp to work.
Yeah. To entertain.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that makes much more sense than any of the other. If they didn't do that, it would be a lot weirder. Because a lot of people, as we were talking about before, New World. When people say New World Order, they tend to talk about like bankers, and they talk about all these very veiled anti-Semitism.
Sometimes not so veiled.
Sometimes not so veiled.
Yeah, I mean, it's all like Protocols of the Elders of Zion style.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And these people are taking over our credit institutions and like all that.
Right. But Bohemian Grove, I think, is about basically the gay mafia taking over, because it's anti-women. It pushes women out. There's a lot of stories about people bringing in male porn stars to be a part of the Bohemian Grove and to entertain people in one of the several camps. And there's different camps throughout the grove of like different height. And the name of the camps, by the way, these are just the prominent ones. 'Cause there's like 118, but these are like the ones you want to get into are Hillbillies, Mandalay, Caveman,
the one that Nixon was in.
Yeah,
Nixon
Caveman was the Nixon one. And by the way, Nixon, while we're talking about Nixon.
Hell yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay, so Nixon is on tape saying, and this is
part of the Watergate tapes.
Yeah, as part of the Watergate tapes, saying like, oh, Bohemian Grove, who I was a member of, I gotta tell you, it's one of the most foggy things, except they use A instead of O.
Ooh, good cover.
I don't use that word. But they're one of the most foggy things I've ever accomplished. And people, whenever they talk about the big, like, gay conspiracy, they point to that as a sign that's like, Nixon knew, man.
Yeah.
Nixon knew.
It's not something that I would have thought of, but it is so wrapped up in like the queer panic conspiracy theory that Bohemian Grove is where everyone goes to secretly be gay.
Right.
And also dominate the world.
So I think it also comes from that, like, that Kennedy was killed by the gay mafia. That's a big theory. That's in,
I have not heard this one, and I want someone to come on this podcast
and
talk about it.
Well, if you watch the Oliver Stone movie, they nod towards it, because Tommy Lee Jones is playing a very flamboyantly gay man.
Yeah.
And I know this because my high school teacher decided to teach a lesson just on the conspiracy of Kennedy for like a full 2 months. You know, we did not learn about, like, the Civil War. We didn't learn about anything except the Kennedy conspiracy. Maybe a month. But it's still, like, it was a while. And I got...
Of, like, a 10-month school year.
Right. And I got kicked out of class because she said, like, a lot of people think that the gay mafia is part of it. And that's the first time I heard about the term gay mafia.
Yeah.
And I just went, like, gay mafia. I held my hand up in class. I'm like, gay mafia? That's ridiculous. Yes, and then I said, like, out loud, time. I said out loud, let's get them, boys. And then she's like, get out. You get out.
Because you were the offensive one.
I was the offensive one for having a gay voice.
Yeah, that's not great. But
yeah,
you were 17 and like, why is this happening?
I was also making the point that to think that there's a mafia around someone's orientation is ridiculous.
And an orientation that has been so thoroughly fucking oppressed in this country, and being like, no, you don't get it. They're not oppressed. They're behind everything.
If there was really like a gay mafia or a big gay conspiracy controlling everything, they would be a lot better off.
Yeah.
They would be like a lot more set. It's taken them a while.
Your life expectancy as a queer person would not be way lower than straight people.
Yeah. So a lot of people think that that Bohemian Grove is proof that people show up, they burn their sense of empathy and care, and then worship Moloch.
Oh, now we're getting into hardcore conspiracy.
Yeah, this
shit.
Is hardcore stuff. Yeah. I'm not sure who Moloch is. I did not research that. Did you look into that?
I've like glossed over it and was just like, Dave's not going to talk about this. It's too crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a biblical demon.
Yeah, it's basically Satanism. Yeah. It's like it's proof that it's Satanism because, well, they wear robes and they burn an effigy in front of a what seems like a pagan god of an owl and wisdom. And then they kick all the women out, and then they take their dicks out. So it assumes that one is like, they're just having these pagan orgies of just guy on guy, Kissinger to Kissinger action, Kissinger to Bush action. And that people think that's like what the whole thing is behind it.
Oh, man.
And a lot of people also think that there was a planning meeting took place in September 1942. For the Manhattan Project.
Yes.
That it actually, which I believe. I actually think this happened. Yeah. Because they're hanging out in the woods. Yeah. They're talking business. They say that you shouldn't talk business here. In fact, the club motto is weaving spiders come not here. Which is the scariest way of saying, hey, dudes, just be cool.
It's like a it's like a spooky Victorian way of being like, hey, I know we're all businessmen and we're always networking, but just like, don't do it for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just be chill. Those are weaving spiders.
Come
out here. And there's also a big mural of their saint, which is, hold on, I'm going to look up the saint here. I really shouldn't. Who's the saint who's... who's actually most famous for getting martyred because he would not let secrets out. So he's the patron saint of people who like don't basically
squeal.
Yeah, who don't squeal.
Yeah.
And
he's the patron saint of snitches get stitches.
Yeah, yes. So there's a big mural of him in the actual place of him just like holding his fingers up to his mouth and just basically going like this big saint going, shh, don't talk about what happens in the grove.
You nasty little spiders.
What happens in the grove stays in the grove. And in that spy article, also one of my favorite things is the reporter overheard Kissinger on the phone, talking on the phone, saying like he brought the French ambassador.
Oh my God, yes.
Over, and he basically said, like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. Just hide in the bushes. It doesn't matter. Just make sure people don't see it, but you can do whatever you want in the bushes.
Yeah.
So that's another.
Here's the thing I wondered when I was reading up on Bohemian Grove is like how it has changed in the era of cell phone cameras.
Right.
Do you think they like collect them all or?
I'm pretty sure they do because I know that there's no TV. There was no TV allowed in the Grove.
Yeah. And I know that like a lot of reporters have managed, not a lot, like a handful of reporters have managed to sneak in, but there's almost no pictures.
Yeah. And when there are, they're very shaky and they're like, look at what I captured. And it's just,
it's like Bigfoot quality pictures.
Yeah. And the last time it happened was like 2001 or so, or a little before 2001. And so it is very shaky. But it's and just like 160 acres of old growth redwood trees, all 1,000 years old, and this is where they decided to party.
Yeah,
it makes no sense, and it's also just proof. Oh, it's spring jinx, by the way, is also when they have in June. So they just had one called Spring Jinx where they bring like guests. You can bring your guests.
And that's when there's some. I don't know if this is still standing, but there was a rule against Californians.
Yeah, I hear that it's actually harder to get in as a Californian than it is as like a foreign dignitary or something because they want more foreign dignitaries.
Yeah, amazing.
And so it's kind of like it's one of those groups that's a offspring of like the Bilderberg group and I think like the Skull and Bones. A lot of people think it's Skull and Bones, but
it's all of the like rich white boy, like Davos it's, or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, those like from Game of Thrones, Davos,
Sir Davos. No, Sir isn't Davos? That maybe I'm saying it wrong? I don't care.
Okay,
it's one of those like conferences in like Switzerland where people like get
people
all together,
kind of gather around. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's one of those like shady world conspiracy ones.
Yeah, like a teddy bear picnic sort of thing. Because in like, Harry Shearer in, this is real, Harry Shearer came out with a movie in the early 2000s called Teddy Bear's Picnic, and it's kind of a veiled Bohemian Grove thing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and I think it's linked.
I want to find that.
Yeah, and it's about like a bunch of people, because Harry Shearer apparently went to the Bohemian Grove at least once.
Hell yeah,
he's one of the very few people there, and so it's kind of one of the things that I think is linking it to the Build-A-Bear group, which I'm
pretty
sure of.
Bilderberg?
No, it's Build-A-Bear, because it's like Berg is you can't.
Oh, okay. Are you getting into the like really kooky conspiracy theories?
No, well, this is like kind of the deeper stuff, and I think what all the like, because it's like, all right, so.
Is this you starting to make an argument? Because this
Because I think it's what's important to remember about Bohemian Grove is it takes place in the woods.
Yeah.
And a big part of it is pissing and shitting in the woods.
Okay? Well, we don't know about the Dookie. We only know about number one.
Yeah, okay. This is no proof of number two.
Now we're in the conspiracy theory part, because the poop is a conspiracy.
Okay, the poop is a conspiracy.
But the pee is for sure.
But what is the one thing that you hear when it's like, I take a shit in the woods like, does a blank take a shit in the woods?
Are you talking about the saying, like, oh, do I love jelly beans? Does a bear shit in the woods?
Does a bear shit in the woods? Yeah, I think that's from the deeper meaning of, like, the Build-A-Bear group. That is all, like, building up stuff.
I'm sorry. Wait, so when you're a divorced dad and you're taking your kid to the mall and they say, like, buy me a present, you take them to Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, that's one of their, yeah. But that's one of the many stations around that are trying to diffuse what the actual organization is about, but also show hints to what is behind everything. Because if you look at, okay, so what do you do at Build-A-Bear?
You build a bear.
You physically find pieces you want to use, and you piece together the perfect bear for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so what this implies is that you can take apart something and put it together to make the perfect thing. That's what the group is doing with the world government in itself. You know, it's piecing together. It's the idea that you can make a perfect cute thing out of just stuffing and nothing. So that's they make these stores to make it seem like Build-A-Bear is just this organization, like, hey, everyone has stuffed animals. But it's a symbol for a belief that if you make one world order of, and this is going back to Bohemian Grove, of larger hairy gay guys, you can build a bear, which are called larger gay guys are called bears. Am I wrong on this?
This is a gay mafia thing.
I'm leading to this.
God, I hate to give you more ammunition for this insane thing that you just started doing.
Right, but there is a point. I know what I said earlier about how, like, the JFK thing doesn't make any sense, but I think that's because it wasn't a bear involved. If anything, Tommy Lee Jones and the JFK thing were like silver foxes. So what do you think?
What do I think?
What were you saying? What were you about to say with the ammunition? I want to hear.
Oh, I like almost don't even want to do this because this just got really weird. But there is not too far from Montreal on the Russian River, is a town called Graton. And I believe in Graton or nearby, there used to be this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a thing that used to happen. But there was a bear convention called Lazy Bear Days.
Lazy Bear Days?
Where a bunch this is a real thing, Lazy Bear Days, where they used to, a bunch of bears, it would have a bear weekend.
And how far away from Bohemian Grove is this?
Very close.
It's very close to Bohemian Grove. It's all could be linked to Bohemian
Dave,
Grove.
Dave, what just
I'm
happened?
Just saying, look at the people who go to Bohemian Grove. They're all larger white guys, and they can all be considered bears. Now, Reagan, I don't think could be considered a bear.
No.
I don't think anyone's calling Reagan a bear.
Reagan is, I think Reagan is a, what? I don't know what that type is in parlance.
He's too old for an otter. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But
Dave, I know, I've heard you talk about out there shit before.
Okay, I know. But listen to this. Look up, Google Google any politician with a teddy bear and it'll show up. And there might even be teddy bear versions of that. The teddy bear itself comes from Teddy Roosevelt, a known Republican who had a bear, didn't actually spare its life, but killed it right away to put it down fast.
Yeah.
Now, that makes
it so... This is a real story, and I'm mad that you're weaving in fact to something that's just getting weirder and
weirder. It all makes sense if you really think about this, okay?
All right.
So this way, the teddy bear itself is a symbolism for something that's so cute and so adorable that you shouldn't hunt it, but you should put it down immediately to spare its life. That is a symbol for how this world organization sees the rest of us. It sees people who are
like
weak.
Like sheeple.
Yeah, and that they should be put down much like the teddy bears. And the only thing they could be used for, the only thing that we have to have is make them a naive symbol that you give to your kids, something for kids to hold, but it's only implanting the ideas of that. It's all just like symbolism.
So what, Build-A-Bear is like indoctrination?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Build-A-Bear is part of a larger group that is spreading like an indoctrine thing. And you don't know what's in these bears. And a lot
of
the bears.
Yeah, you do, because you build the bear.
You build the bear, but you don't know really what's it like.
No, it's like stuffing and fur and googly eyes.
Right. You stuff the bear. You give it to them to check out.
Yeah.
And you don't know what comes after that.
Nothing comes after that. You put it in a bag and you take it home.
A lot of them come with like a little button that you press and they go like, I love you. Or something
yeah,
like that,
Yeah, but
you
right? put the button in.
Yeah, you put the button in, but you don't make the button. You don't record the thing.
No, you don't record the thing, but is it like play it backwards and it's saying Hail Satan?
I'm just saying, I think it's like this proof that you can put subliminal messages into things.
Oh my God.
And I think it can easily be put into a bear. And that bear can be listened by kids worldwide. And listen to it. If you go to the Build-A-Bear website right now, which is called Bearville, they call Bearville is something that they built, is the community that's around Build-A-Bear.
That's cute. That's like Neopets.
Yeah, but in a way, it sounds like that bear camp, doesn't it? We could be talking about Bohemian Grove and we could be talking about the teddy bear picnic. If you go outside and find teddy bear picnic, let's look at the...
Do you think the Grateful Dead are in on this?
That's a good point.
No, it's not.
No,
a good
that
point.
Is a great
it's a crazy
good point.
Point.
I think it's also showing with the Grateful Dead. What do you think of with the Grateful Dead? You think of teddy bears, right?
I think of acid.
You think of acid,
dropping acid,
and teddy bear. And you know who also thinks of acid?
Mm.
The CIA.
Oh no.
And the FBI that have used LSD to take control of civilizations as a whole. And
what?
So what if? I'm just saying these are possibilities. That if this is an acid culture and a teddy bear culture coming together to take over societies in order to make us more like calmer and to calm us down. Like, what do you need? If you have a crying child that can't go to sleep because they're afraid of what they're seeing outside and the terrors of the world, what do you give them? You give them a teddy bear.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a tab of acid.
Well, it's the same thing.
What?
In a way. The teddy bear in itself is a tab of acid that you're giving to childs, that you're giving to kids for them to calm themselves down.
What? Acid doesn't not from personal experience, but it seems like acid sure doesn't make
well,
you feel
sleepy.
Well,
it makes you easy to be controlled, at the very least.
Is this some DARPA shit?
And holding some, I don't know, what is DARPA?
DARPA's like the experimental weapons. They're the ones who did like the what if we dose.
That sounds great. That sounds like it's exactly what it is.
I'm not giving you
They're
ammunition.
They're just dosing everything. Oh they're dosing things with these tie-dye bears. And if you look up, I'm telling you, look up right now, teddy bears politician, you'll find teddy bear versions of the current candidates running for president.
Yeah, you'll also find Barbie Clinton. Like kids toys reflect
the
wider
world. So you think it's wider than the teddy bear thing? You think it's in all toys in general?
No, that is absolutely not what I'm saying.
That could be something too. It could be there. I mean, it's just, it feels like just all the points, everything is pointed towards this because it's, you when you have a teddy bear, it's how you calm down, and it's how they're calming down the rest of the world. And this Bilderberg thing is ridiculous because you can't Bilderberg. And you also can't.
What? No, it's a name.
It makes
it's
no
like
sense.
Bilderberg
it
is
makes
it last
no
name.
Sense. It's like Bilderberg does not make sense. It says it's not a word. It's like not words put together.
Yeah, but Bilderberg is the same as just like Illuminati. Like it's just a conspiracy theory.
I think Bilderberg is much. It's a much more. It bases off of this, or if you want to be serious about this, you could look. Say this Bilderberg is real, right? And they are controlling
Bilderberg or Bilderberg.
Say whatever you're saying. The Bilderberg thing is real.
Yeah,
it sounds so close to Bilderberg, right?
Yeah, so, this is I think why you misheard it.
No, I'm not mishearing it. I'm saying that Bilderberg is the new Bilderberg, and they're building off of the Bilderberg to make Bilderberg. And this is this way we hear Bilderberg and we think like, oh, that sounds cute. That sounds adorable. When in reality, it's the darkness. It's the berg that they're maybe building, you know, behind the whole thing. You know, it's like.
Like an iceberg?
No, it's like, I'm saying like what the Bilderberg is. Okay, maybe that's an iceberg.
No,
maybe that's.
You have to stop.
Okay, so maybe the teddy bear is just the tip of this larger iceberg underneath that is going to like, it could take us down.
I can't believe I just handed you that.
I'm just saying it's all pointing to it, and it's weird that there's a society meeting in the woods made out of like journalists and politicians and everyone.
All right. So, I mean, I'm gonna ask you, this has really gotten away from me. Okay, can you cite any sources about Bilderberg being evil?
I'm just going to cite that it just
like just anything, even a
Google.
Reddit argument. What do you mean? Just Google.
You just have to Google teddy bears and politicians, and it comes up. You'll find even Obama, precious Obama, is holding a teddy bear.
Obama couldn't even get into Bohemian Grove because he's a current sitting president, and they don't let the current president in. This is a fact. This is an actual fact. Is that at least as of the 70s, sitting presidents did not go to Bohemian Grove?
Yes, yeah, that's because of Nixon has established that because he couldn't answer any questions about about the Grove.
Yeah, I'd love to get back into facts about the Grove, which this was just a fact.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about facts here. I'm talking about that there are. That this is all available for different people. And I don't know.
So let's talk about the Grove.
If you
want
to get back
logging.
To the Grove, you can get back to the logging that's happening.
Yeah.
How they're stopping the logging.
Talk about that,
Or they want to bring the logging. Okay.
There's some dispute about the fact that they may be logging old growth redwoods.
Right.
Like the people who own the land who are in control of the
Bohemian
Grove.
So it's important to remember that, you know, how old this land is, right?
Yeah.
So before these rich white people were there, back in the day, there was maybe some Native American settlements that are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be some like pagan religions to that. So you don't know if that's related to it. And before the Native Americans, there was even an indigenous group of bears that lived in the Grove.
No.
And that's a big part of this. I'm talking about facts, okay? So there's this people that have that
an indigenous
worship.
Group of bears?
Yes, of a group of bears.
Like just like there
about,
were bears. Like
yes.
There were grizzlies in California. Yes,
yes.
There were grizzlies in California.
What is on the California state flag?
A grizzly bear. Dave,
a bear.
No.
It's behind everything. What is the one animal that has been seen throughout all of society as something that could be dangerous, frightening, but also lovable and steals your picnic baskets?
A cat.
No,
an ant.
Bears. Bears are the one thing that is that looks so sweet. And you go up to a cub, and then all of a sudden, it's like the Revenant in here. Okay.
What does that have to do with?
That is telling you that is symbolism for what this group is doing. What these groups are doing, they're trying to look so adorable to play with their cubs.
How do they look adorable? How does any of this look adorable?
Because they want. Okay, so you.
Don't talk to me like I'm dumb, like you have to spell out for me this obvious thing.
I'm
this
sorry,
is
if
local.
You're not, if you're not hearing what I'm saying, then I do have to explain things to you.
Okay? I don't like to be this combative on this podcast. You went off the damn rails.
No, but I'm saying is this is... This is a way to let people in. You let people in if they're holding something adorable, and that's where the teddy bear is coming from. And then there's something dangerous behind it, and that's a full-grown bear. And I'm saying people think we're dealing with teddy bears here, and we're dealing with full-grown bears. It's just there. And it's the one thing that's like, there's, okay, and if you look in mythology, what is the one of the popular animal that's like a blend of two animals?
Pegasus?
It's the owlbear. Do you know owlbears?
What?
Owlbears have the
an owl. Are you thinking of a griffin?
No,
which is owlbear. A horse eagle. Okay. Owlbear? What mythology? Please tell me what mythology this comes from.
Owlbears were around for quite a while.
From where? From Greece? From where? From where?
From just regular pagan societies.
No, there's no such thing as a regular pagan.
No, it's okay. This is something that has fallen off because it's a bit too close to what these people actually worship, rather than Moloch is bullshit, is what I'm saying. Any devil worship, Satanism worship.
Yeah, we already agreed that was silly and that wasn't part
of it. Yes, it's connected to owlbears. And the owl itself.
Owlbears.
Owlbears.
Tell me, if I Google, what will I find when I type in owlbear?
It has the face of an owl and the talons of an owl, but is also the body of a bear.
So no wings, the thing that would make it cool?
No, it does not have wings.
Oh my God.
It does not have, it's more of this, I'm going to Google this right now.
Owlbear?
So you can see what an owlbear looks like.
Oh, that's compelling podcasting, me looking at your phone.
Okay,
I don't want to be like that.
Everyone should look up owlbears and how they're a real thing. And how there's something.
I don't know how you found that, but you found a lot of illustrations.
Because owlbears are real, and it's not something I'm making up. And a lot of people think that maybe that's actually what Sasquatch is an owlbear, and that maybe they're indigenous to California. So this could actually be.
Owlbears?
Yeah, it could be an entity.
God, there's really a lot of pictures on that.
There's a lot of pictures of owlbears. I'm not even making up the theory of owlbears.
Okay,
so owlbears are. They represent wisdom and a strength behind it. So they can't have a statue of an owlbear in the Bohemian Grove because that'll draw too much attention to the truth. What they can have is a statue of an owl, and they could be bears themselves, which is what this like
in the sense of like the terminology from the gay community.
Sure, and that's where it comes from, really,
because they're free to be bears.
Is powerful gay people. That are of body and mind, and I'm just saying it's a religion we don't think of nowadays, but it exists, that people worship owlbears.
Can I ask you for a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just like personalize it for me? Walk me through how you went from standing up in class and challenging your teacher and trying to show her how ridiculous she was for thinking there was a gay mafia to yelling at me about bears, putting bears into the hands of children to indoctrinate them.
Right. Well, what I was talking about before is something that the gay mafia in itself does not make sense.
Because gay people are oppressed.
Yeah, and that's not the reason. It's not the reason that's controlling everything, but it could be an aspect of how they worship their
fertility
pagan god,
orgies.
The pagan fertility, which is not. I'm free. You know, you're free to do whatever you want. You're free to love whoever you want.
Thanks.
I don't mean to imply that like gay people are taking over the world. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying terrible people who happen to be gay are taking over the world. But it's not because they're gay that they're taking over the world.
Oh, geez.
That's just an aspect of the religion, and that's how they worship at night. After the women leave, they have sex for their owlbear god. Is that so weird? Is that such an odd thing to say? Because I think it's not.
I think you know that it is.
Right, but they're not using.
I think you realize why this is hard for me to process.
Listen, I don't think it's something I think if anything, they're discriminating against gay people to get farther away from the truth. but it's not.
Wait,
it's not a reason.
You're saying that part of the reason that our culture is so terrible for people who are gay or lesbian or trans or is because these people who are worshiping the owl bear are deliberately oppressing them.
Yeah, well, I think
to distance themselves from them.
Yeah, and also they think that I think it's a side of I think it's a side of like religion is. I think it's the idea that if you're homophobic, you're deep down
maybe
you have a sense of closeted. In this case, they can't worship their religion freely, and also I don't think it's an aspect of who they are and who they love. It's an idea of like what their God decides, demands. What their God demands. And Albert, you know, demands a sacrifice of male virginity in itself. I'm just saying it's very.
I hate that you're making this
sound like it makes sense. How it makes sense?
Well, it doesn't make sense, but there's you're. I
there's
don't know.
Logic
you are making
there, right?
Connections that
there's connections that
sort of check out.
You just got to follow the dots, is all I'm saying. It's like
God, that's like such a classic conspiracy theorist thing to say, though.
Right. I'm just giving you. I'm telling you the proof, and I'm showing you like evidence that if you piece all this stuff together, it might actually make sense. I'm just giving you an option.
It might not be the
real option. Sure, these guys could just be frat boys that just never grew out of college and they just want to
pee
everywhere. Yeah, and make fun of women, and they really have no sense of, you know, of empathy just because they're rich white people and they're privileged and they think they should have the privilege to ruin the forest around them.
And ruin the lives of everybody poor or a person of color.
That's aside, but isn't it... Would it make more sense that, like, how were they allowed to stay in a 1,000-year-old forest for this long without some ancient force behind that as well? There must be some... I'm saying that the urine that flows from these rich dicks is probably...
Rich dicks and their rich dicks.
And their rich dicks is actually feeding a force that's the Albert. It depends on if you think something is greater than yourself. That's the sort of thinking.
I hate it when people come on this podcast and are like a little too reasonable for me to just blow them off.
Right. Sorry.
And you're like just slightly too reasonable.
Right. I'm just saying like there are many religions out there that started with worships of animal-like deities. And it's something that hasn't died off. But it's also a symbol of, I'm not against religion. If you want to worship an owlbear, you can. But if it's...
Thank you.
Yeah. But if the prize for worshiping an owlbear is getting rid of your empathy and burning care for other people in order to do it, I think it's a problem. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So a lot of the original questions I was going to make...
Okay.
I can't because they don't...
Well, what do you want to ask them anyways? We can address it.
No, I mean, well, okay. All the staff, we know that they like bus in local teenagers because some of those teenagers were my friends. Wouldn't any of those teenagers know anything about this Build-A-Bear stuff? Like, wouldn't they have heard people being like, oh, I can't wait to have sex with you later tonight in tribute to our god, the owlbear?
Well, they wouldn't say like that happens after night. And like you said, when people are there, they don't address them as people. They kind of like... They ignore
the staff
them
and
because
stuff.
as soon as the staff leaves, that's when.
But wouldn't these reporters have seen any of that? I mean, some of the reporters were there for the rituals.
They're there for the ritual, but they're not seeing the real rituals that happen behind. And I think the real rituals also happen only to the most elite. You're only going to see it happen to the Reagans and the Kissingers.
So
you're
like
not
the regular, like, oh, I'm from the AP and I'm vote Republican and I just got invited by a friend.
Yeah, you're not gonna see that. I'm like, you know, I'm sure Trump is like a secret leap bear.
Oh yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's actually the offspring of the owlbear itself. And that might actually...
Do you mean literally of the god, the owlbear?
I'm just saying there's it's been... There's been enough prophecies about Antichrist and things coming over, and I think that might lead to the owlbear itself. And how, I mean, you the hair. That,
just to clarify.
Okay.
It does look like an owl puff.
I'm not saying this is like definite. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
So your possibility is that Donald Trump is the spawn of the owl bear, mm-hmm. who is the Antichrist brought to bring about the end of the world for the return of the owl bear.
Yeah, and I think it could have been, he could have been spawned itself in Bohemian Grove.
It kind of does. Okay, what's their long-term plan for the world? How does Build-A-Bear factories factor into the end of the world and the Antichrist?
Well, like I said, I think it's making everyone feel more comfortable. And when you have a teddy bear, you feel more comfortable in a scenario of panic. And I think you make a good point that it could be dosed. They could be dosed with LSD.
I didn't make that point.
I mean, you mentioned that possibly, you know, the Grateful Dead are involved, and that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
And also, I think there could be subliminal messages in the recordings found in Build-A-Bears, and maybe even in the fabric itself, in the dye.
Okay. I don't have any arguments per se. Is there anything else you want to say about this before we...
No, I would just say, if you're thinking of giving your kids some toys, make them yourself, but don't make them at Build-A-Bears. Just go and just get some t-shirts and make it into a stuffed animal. You can make it out of your old Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt. Make a little make a little nice rabbit or something. Give it to your kids.
And or a bat. Remember when he bit the head off a bat?
Yeah, that would be a good. That might be a fun one. A fun little toy to have.
Oh my god!
But just make sure that you teach your kids how dangerous the animals can be. How dangerous bears can be. I think The Revenant is actually a warning to kids.
Do you think there's an anti-owl bear world order group making movies?
I think so, but they can't be very out about it because how crazy is it to say owl bear? Like it just sounds
like
Feels a little crazy.
Yeah.
So you need to look at certain stories that where owls aren't seen as these wise old creatures. They're seen as dangerous. Secret of Nim is a good version of that. But you also have to be careful of Pixar because the movie Brave made. Actually, if you look at the movie Brave, I think it's anti-owlbear. Because the bear, the woman is turned into a bear, but she has to fight her urge to become fully bear. And I think that's what we have to do. I think we have to watch out, not become incredibly bear, and or incredibly owl, or incredibly owl bear, and just stay human. And
so you're saying show your children Secret of Nim, Brave, and The Revenant.
Yes. Probably in that order is probably a good one. Because you teach them that owls can be scary.
Mm-hmm. Don't be like bears.
Probably Revenant. Just show them the clip with the bear in Revenant. And you don't
Before
have to show them the
to
whole
bed
movie.
At night.
I mean, the whole movie's not that great, but the bear scene is good. So right before they go to bed, yeah, show them the bear scene. And then maybe show them Brave to show that there's a way out from beardom.
Okay.
I think it's good.
Okay. Well, this is
so. I'm glad we got to talk about like serious facts about Bohemian Grove.
No, I mean, okay, it's not over quite yet because towards the end of the podcast, mm-hmm. I like to sort of give a because people come on this to sort of convince me of what they think of their favorite conspiracy, and so I take a minute to talk about how much I want to believe, like how emotionally appealing or like how well the theory explains the world around us, mm-hmm. and then how much I do believe, like how much you've convinced me, but I like extra this time need a minute to process it. So can you just like tell a story or like sing a song to keep people occupied while I take a minute to think it through?
If you could take me a little bit, hold on here.
You can do what you don't, I mean, you can.
Right. I just have,
it doesn't have to do with this.
Something.
It doesn't have
no,
to do with
I understand.
This.
I just do have
like
something
like one of
prepared.
Your moth stories. Dave does the moth a lot and he's such a great storyteller.
Right.
So.
I mean, I just like to sing the song, for a second.
Okay.
If you go down to the woods today, you're sure for a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather for certain. Because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears, the little teddy bears. I don't know how the lyrics go. Teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them catch them unawares. And see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout. They never have any care. At 6 o'clock, their mommies...
Oh, my God, they never have any care.
They never have any care.
Oh, my God.
At 6 o'clock, their mommies and daddies will take them home to bed because they're tired little teddy bears. This is about Bohemian Grove and Build-A-Bear.
Okay, Dave. Out of 10 owlbears, in terms of want to believe how emotionally appealing this theory is, how well it explains the world, how well it integrates, I'm going to give you 5 out of 10 owlbears.
Wow.
I am right down the middle. I mean, some of it is really hard to stomach and kind of sad because all the stuff about, like, maybe there is... like a reason why this culture is so unequal in terms of sexuality and in terms of race. Mm-hmm. But also there's a lot here that's really compelling. It's weird. I mean, now my mind is kind of reeling with like how much bears pop up. So that does sort of connect to a lot of things.
In our flag too, in the California flag.
No, I know.
Where the Bohemian Grove
is. I know. In terms of how much I do believe, I hate even saying this on the air. Out of 10 rich dicks, I have to give you a 10. I'm completely 100% convinced. I'm a bear booster now.
I think it might be better to be a bear buster. I'm gonna say
you're right. I'm a bear.
Let's bust them bears. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
This is not how I expected this going.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of got off the. I was gonna be a little light and just talk about the lighter side of Bohemian Grove, but I had to get real. So thank you for letting me do that.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Guys, DaveChild.com, check out his Twitter. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch more bear conspiracies on there.
Sure. I'll be posting in a little bit about
it. Be careful about it because now I'm worried about you.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's it. Just keep your eyes open and, if you see a bear, loud noises.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lizard People. I've been your host, Caitlin Hempstead, and if you're interested in supporting the show, you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Bye!
Campfire.